My heart's been moved these last few days about the experience that happened on the road to Emmaus with the two disciples that Jesus suddenly appeared with. The scripture is found in a lengthy passage in Luke 24, verses 13 to 35. I'll just read the first few verses and highlight a couple of things before commenting on it. Verse 13 says, "Now that same day, two of the disciples, were going to a village called Emmaus." So it was on the same day, meaning Easter Sunday. "About 7 miles journey from Jerusalem, they were talking with each other about everything that had happened. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. Jesus asked them, 'What are you discussing together as you walk along?' They stood still, their faces downcast. And so they began to tell Jesus, 'We thought Jesus might be the one who would become the ruler of Israel.' So they wanted the glory days of King David back. They wanted the power and glory upon Israel again. And they thought that that would no longer be possible because Jesus had been crucified." Well, in verse 27, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. And as Jesus acted like he was going to go on further down the road, they said, "Please come in with us and stay with us tonight. It's nearly evening." And so Jesus went in the house with them and sits down at a table to eat together. And it says in verse 30, "When he was at the table and took bread and gave thanks and broke it, he began to give it to them, and then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They ask each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us?' While he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us, and they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem to tell others what had happened to them." And if you could tell what verse touched my heart, it was the one that they begin to ask each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as Jesus talked with us on the road getting here?" Well, first of all, they were in a condition that Jesus walked into, purposefully taking the initiative. Jesus comes to them when they were discouraged. Jesus came to them and began to talk to them about what had really happened, and didn't they understand that it was in the sovereign plan of God that Christ should suffer before being given and brought into his glory. And so something about that really spoke into their hearts. They began to get a curiosity aroused and a different attitude already than they had had when their hearts burned within them, hearing him talk about what the plan of God had been for the Christ to be crucified and enter into his glory in that way first. And I felt that I should ask you tonight, does Jesus need to come to you tonight in a place of any discouragement in your life? Are you downcast about anything tonight? Perhaps in Jesus having met with us in this meeting, you can already tell there's a burden lifted. Jesus just wanted to say to you, you know, I'm here with you, and you don't have to be afraid of God's plan for your life. The Lord knows exactly where you are, what you have been faced with, how you have handled it, what you've been disappointed about, and the Lord God is not surprised to take you through this experience. If you have any discouragement tonight, it's an opportunity for God to come to you and bring glory to his name, to see you become stronger as a result, and to be rewarded for having gone through it. We don't need to let discouragement and frustration cause us to leave the fellowship of other believers, like these two left Jerusalem walking in discouragement the 7 mile trip to Emmaus. We don't need to let it make us live in the past too much. We don't need to let it make us question God's care for us, because it's an opportunity for God to make himself real to us and let us hear from Jesus and learn from him and receive what he wants to give us as he walks with us in our lives. They failed to really understand the resurrection that the Lord was accomplishing, and they did not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. So they needed an understanding, and they needed faith, and they needed God to show them that there were what really was a reality in the resurrection power of the Lord, and that the Lord really had it in his power to work a work, even though Jesus was not going to set up the earthly kingdom on Israel at that time. So Jesus, caring for them, took the initiative and explained God's word, wanted them to have an understanding, wants you and me to have an understanding that causes us in our circumstances to find that God has been preparing us for this very time. And if your circumstance is something that's requiring such a grip and a holding on to God's promises to take you through, you look back and see how the Lord's already prepared you and brought you through other things. He will not fail you now. Jesus will walk with you. And then, not only did Jesus take the initiative to come to them, but these two took the initiative to invite Jesus to come into the house with them. So there's our part. We must get our eyes off ourselves enough to look to Jesus and say, Jesus, I believe. Or to invite this one that had been talking with them. They didn't know it was Jesus, but they were in a way of the custom of their time, honoring this person, to invite him to come in and spend the evening and not go on and travel in the dark. And so they took the initiative to invite this one in. Well, to ask us the question, have we truly invited Jesus into every area of our life at this time? Have we truly invited Jesus into our most innermost thoughts, into any disappointments, into any new challenges, and inviting him in to be himself that he really is? Oh, if we can do that, we are in for a blessing. If we can do that, we are in for victorious, overcoming, full of faith, full of hope, Jesus to reveal himself to us. Are we truly willing and eager for Jesus to accomplish his will in us in whatever manner he wants to do it and whenever he wants to do it? Notice that Jesus did not end these two in their discomfort yet. He just let the process unfold gradually, and little by little he was getting ready to reveal himself to them. But he wanted them to walk through it far enough that when he did reveal himself, it would have accomplished everything the Lord wanted it to do. Spiritual growth requires a journey of us with Jesus. It required these two men to get down the trail, into the journey, into the distance of Emmaus. And there they were walking through discouragement, taking the journey, but receiving what they were being told from the Word of God. Receiving from the Scriptures what the Lord wanted them to hear. Even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes a day, there's something from the Scriptures that the Lord can use to speak into our lives for that day. He's got it under control. He's got it in his plans to bless us with his word. We just have to take the initiative to invite his word into us, amen? And invite him to teach us in the middle of the situation. Are we faithfully receiving what the Scriptures are saying concerning our questions, concerning what's at hand? And if so, we're ready for the results. So the results for them was that their eyes were opened. Suddenly they recognized it was Jesus. I wondered if it was something unique about the way he broke the bread, giving thanks and giving the bread to them. Was there a tear that was running down his face as he gave thanks And the resurrected Christ broke this bread in front of these two men? Was it something about the way he broke it and gave it? Was it something about the way he spoke tenderly in giving thanks for it? But something about the way he did it blew his cover, and suddenly they realized it was Jesus. And all of a sudden, his mission being accomplished, he disappeared. He disappeared out of their sight so he could appear somewhere else to someone. And tonight, there's no limit, is there? He can appear to you and me on our journey and speak into our lives what we need. Aren't you glad that the true identity of Jesus has been revealed to you? Somehow you believe you've caught a glimpse of the nail-scarred hands in your spirit. Somehow you know Jesus personally. You know him. We sing that song, "You Ask Me How I Know He Lives." He lives within my heart. So the two ask each other, didn't our hearts burn within us as he was opening the scriptures to us along the way? The Word of God can do that to us. Oh, that each of us tonight would have that burning experience in our hearts of the fresh revelation of Jesus, fresh for our walk with him right now. The burning heart, do we want it? Perhaps the greatest problem of the church world today is being contented with mediocrity instead of wanting a burning heart with a passion for Jesus Christ on the journey that we're on right now. But thank God for a Wednesday night service like this, when there's been some more fire burning in our souls and God has borne witness to us of the reality of Jesus here tonight. The heart burning with what Christ is saying and doing. The heart is described in God's word this way: as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your thought life catching fire with the word of God. Loving God with all your heart, your emotional life catching fire in loyalty and commitment to God. And let a person give of their finances as they purpose in their heart. The heart being spoken of where your willpower is. The burning heart, I love the way one of the pastors I read of said, the burning heart is faith that says, I do believe what you're saying, Jesus. The burning heart is love that says, I give my life for your purpose, Jesus. And the burning heart is hope that says, I plan to take the opportunities that you tell me about, Jesus, and that reveal you to me, Jesus. So they returned to the Jerusalem, these two disciples, to tell what had happened to them. And we are also telling what's happened to us. What do we do if we don't have a burning heart? We get cold. We get in the dark. We get lost direction, one pastor said. We get isolated within ourselves if we don't have a burning heart for what Jesus is trying to say to us and do in our lives at this time. How do we get a burning heart? Well, we invite Jesus to speak to us in our lives. We try to stay really close to him and receive his words to us. We try to watch for the way he's making himself real to us and try to throw our heart in with him on what he's doing, like we did when Brother Harris was leading us in prayer tonight. So we encourage the move of the Holy Spirit with a heart after God by our willingness to unite our hearts together and show genuine love and care for others. The Lord calls us to deep devotion, consecration. And I'd like for us in closing to believe that we can sing the chorus that is, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I have felt that in this place tonight, and I'm grateful. Would you stand with me and begin to sing with me?